Biz Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A Mississippi man was sentenced to 49 years in prison on Monday for killing his transgender former girlfriend, a case the Justice Department said was the first involving violence against a transgender person to be prosecuted under the Federal Hate Crimes Act. European privacy watchdogs in France and the Netherlands ruled that Facebook's practices broke their country's data protection rules. The head of the House Investigations Committee has asked for all emails and other correspondence between President Trump and former FBI Director Comey after information came out that Comey had written a memo in February after a meeting with Trump where he asked that the investigation of former General Mike Flynn be stopped. Job applicants are testing positive for marijuana, cocaine, amphetamine, and heroin at the highest rate in 12 years, according to a new report. Turkish President Recep Erdogan's security team was accused Wednesday of taking part in an unprovoked attack on protesters in the U.S. Capitol, marring a Washington visit for the second time in a row. It now turns out that the White House has been notified that General Flynn was under investigation for having worked as a paid lobbyist for Turkey during the campaign, but was named National Security Advisor regardless. European Union's powerful antitrust chief fined the social network Facebook 110 million euros, or about 122 million, for giving misleading statements during the company's $19 billion acquisition of WhatsApp, the internet messaging service, in 2014. Last August, Facebook announced that it would begin sharing WhatsApp data with the rest of the company after having promised the EU that it would not do so when the acquisition was approved. That could allow it to gain an unfair advantage over rivals by giving it access to greater amounts of data to help support its online advertising business. From January 22nd at the inauguration to April 29th, ICE immigration officers arrested 41,318 people at a rate of more than 400 people per day, compared with 30,028 over roughly the same period in 2016. Data showed an increase of 38% under Trump's increased enforcement mandate. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.